And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening today. Also, make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. Follow me on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media on Facebook. Also, follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. This is, you know, I've been looking forward to this segment all day, and I finally got them on the line. America's number one love and marriage experts, Dr. Charles and Dr. Elizabeth Smits. They have a new book out. The name of the book is How to Marry the Right Guy. And they're on the Super Celebrity Hotline with me right now. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing, John?
I'm doing all right. First of all, thanks for doing the show. And I'm very excited to have you guys on. Now, you guys have been married for 48 years?
We sure have.
Well, first of all, how do you accomplish that? Because I can't be around somebody for more than about a year. So I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out the formula.
Well, I always laughingly say, Sean, for a guy to have a successful marriage, he needs to marry up. And maybe that's the deal. I married up. But, you know, it's proof positive. That a small-town Missouri boy can marry a California surfing girl, and they can live happily ever after.
Oh, wow. Now when it comes to finding the right guy, what are some fatal flaws that, you know, people and women in general that they make? What are some flaws that they make when they try to find a mate?
The biggest mistake women make, and we've heard it over and over again in our interviews throughout the world, that's that they think they can change him. They find a guy and they think, oh, he's perfect. If I could just change this one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You better love him the way he is, flaws and all, or you better run the other way.
And, Sean, there's a saying that we've created over the years based on 32 years of research now, I guess. It goes something like this. A woman marries a man with flaws and all, thinking she can change him. But she can't. A man marries a woman thinking that she'll always be the same, but she isn't, and she'll change. And that's the key. You know, pervasive characteristics, that's what we call them, pervasive characteristics inherent in human beings says that after you reach a certain age of life, typically upper teens, early 20s, you pretty much are what you are.
Yeah.
And trying to change those pervasive characteristics in a person is pretty, pretty difficult.
So key things that a woman needs to look for, the key characteristic, there are seven fatal flaws in a man that they do not change. First one, bullying behavior.
Oh.
If he's a bully, he'll always be a bully. If he bullies other people, sooner or later, he's going to bully you. Yeah.
Number two is condescending attitude. Frankly, he just thinks he's better than you are. He's smarter than you. He can do whatever he wants to do at your expense. Having a condescending attitude is a fatal flaw, and it's not going to change. You can't change it.
Okay.
And one that really has affected a lot of women, and we've seen it often, and that's controlling behavior. He has to be in charge. He has to be in charge of what she does, what she wears, who she is, who her friends are. And again, that controlling behavior will not get better. It'll only get worse as the relationship grows older.
We heard a great story from someone we interviewed, a woman who said he'd say, what movie you want to go to? And she'd, you know, name two or three. He'd come out with tickets to something completely different. Or they'd go to a Dunkin' Donut, and he'd say, what kind of donuts do you like? And she'd say, oh, I don't know, I like cinnamon covered and sugar covered. He'd come out with chocolate covered. In other words, she wasn't even capable of making her own donut selection.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's the way it goes for some of these. Number four is this narcissistic personality notion. Those that have narcissistic personality disorders believe that they're superior to others. They have little regard for other people's feelings, and this should be a serious red flag to a woman who is dating a man, thinking about marrying a man. If he thinks he's better than you, if he thinks he is superior to you, you need to be very, very wary.
Now, there are some things that I know that I want to ask you about, and this is something that every guy says, and it's women are attracted to bad boys. Is this true, and if so, why?
It's not true. except in the Hollywood culture. It's true in the sense that it's a made-up kind of affair. In essence, women are attracted to men they think they can really be comfortable with, that they feel secure with, that they can really love deeply. The only issue becomes, can they love him, warts and all, or do they think there's one thing they have to change? And if there's one thing they have to change, generally speaking, they need to run.
In fact, what we found, Sean, in 32 years of research, and now in all 50 states, 49 countries, all seven continents, and nine Canadian provinces. That's a whole lot of travel over the years. We found that the truth of the matter is women and men who fall in love share common core values. They at the heart level, they find themselves very similar. They believe in the same kinds of things. They love the same things. They dislike the same things. They have a common set of core values. So this notion of marrying a bad guy or dating a bad guy is really a bunch of bunk, to be honest with you. We've interviewed tens of thousands of couples around the world, and we have not heard that notion verified at all. That's sort of an urban myth, we think.
Really, really. Now, let's move on to the big issue. And that's finances. Now, what are the signs as far, and I guess this can go on both sides, male and female, signs that you're dating, you know, somebody that's not financially stable or not, that doesn't fit your financial mold. Does that even matter nowadays?
Oh, it matters a great deal because of all the credit they can rack up, the debt they can be in trouble with. If you have a man who wants to spend money frivolously, and you have a woman that's conservative and wants to be a financial budget keeper, the two don't go together. They have to talk about those finances and make sure they're really on the same page.
Yeah, you really do need to be on the same page, and they need to be able to talk openly and honestly about these financial matters. You know, the thing about it is when you get married or you get engaged in these long-term relationships, it's no longer my money. Mm-hmm. It's our money. It's not my house. It's our house. It's not my car. It's our car. It's not our debts. It's not your debts. It's our debts. And that sort of mutuality of understanding about this is a marriage in many, many fronts, including a marriage in a financial sense.
So if you're dating a guy and he's constantly out of work or changing jobs continually and doesn't pay his debts or leaves you sit with the bill at the restaurant, you get a pretty good clue that you might be dating a financial loser.
Yeah, I used to work the bar industry, you know, back in the day, and I can tell you there's been a lot of guys that they'll come in with a girl and I see them and I'm like, okay, he's taking her out on a date, and the next thing you know, they're ordering drinks and then the girl's paying for the guy. And I thought, you know, I'm old school. So I like to have, you know, if I take somebody out, I'm paying. You know, it doesn't matter if she insists on paying. I'm the guy that's going to pay. But I see that a lot, you know, I've seen that a lot in the past. So I guess that's a good point.
And it's to watch, and that may not be the only sign. In other words, you may share equally on she pays sometimes, he pays sometimes, but it's a matter of consistency. What does he do? I mean, is he paying off things? Does he have a car that's paid for, or does he have no job and a real wild car and great clothes and he can't pay the bill at restaurants?
Okay.
It's the inconsistency when you're watching them. And you can, if you watch the factors, instead of having the attitude that you can overlook anything for that chance at love, if you can get over that attitude and take a realistic look at who this guy really is and keep eyes wide open.
We had women over the years tell us, you know, he tries to borrow money from me. I go to his apartment. I notice that on his desk are bills that are marked overdue or past due. Or he still lives in his mother's house and he's 35 years old. He doesn't have a lot of ambition. He has this opportunity to go to college, or he's been in college. He's dropped out. He's not in a training program. When you go out to dinner, you end up oftentimes paying the bill or going to a movie or whatever. In other words, what these women are telling us and what we say to people we work with, pay attention. pay attention to the telltale signs. If you ignore them, if you think you can change him, if you think that, oh, well, this is just a stage he's in.
He'll get better.
Yeah, he'll get better. But the truth is, spending money recklessly, racking up a debt on a bunch of toys that he wants, etc., these are telltale signs. And people that are smart pay attention to these things because they know that in the end they're gonna pay a dear price if they ignore them.
And there you have it, America's number one love and marriage experts, Dr. Charles and Dr. Elizabeth Smith. Make sure you go to simplethingsmatter.com. They have a marriage quiz on the website that you can actually take. Check it out. The name of the book, How to Marry the Right Guy. You can buy this book. It's available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. So make sure you check out that book. Make sure you go to simplethingsmatter.com. Take that marriage quiz. You can also follow them on Facebook as Marriage Experts. And on Twitter, it's at Marriage Experts. Make sure you check them out on Twitter. Guys, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, thank you, Sean. Have a great day.
And we'll be back right after this.